ABC Radio Australia.
Dahlia Maleulu is a Samoan-born teacher and author based in New Zealand, but she says she became an author by accident. Her newest release is Tēnā Samoa, which is a story for young adults, a Samoan girl navigating life between two cultures while living in the diaspora. I spoke with Dahlia to find out more.
My name is Dahlia Maleulu. I am a mother, an educator and an author, and based in Wainuiomata in Wellington, New Zealand. I have a background in education. I've been in education for over 13 years as a classroom teacher as well as a senior manager within a school. I actually became an author through accident, by accident, where I basically couldn't find resources that or books that reflected our Pasifika Tamaiti. So I found that gap and started creating stories or writing stories, and then which led to creating books. So since then, I have been authoring online articles on different Pasifika platforms. I also provide professional development within schools around cultural responsive practices as well. So that's been the short version of the journey.
You've definitely summed up your incredible journey very well. Now, can you please tell me about your latest release? Tell me what it's about, why you decided to write it.
Tēnā Samoa is our latest paperback, young adult, middle grade paperback book, which we have just released. And it has come from the ebook which we published as part of Samoan Language Week, our National Samoan Language Week here in New Zealand. And the original ebook followed the story of four high school students, junior high school students, and their cultural identity journeys as Tēnā Samoa, Samoan girls, growing up outside of Samoa and within New Zealand. So that ebook is included in the paper book. And we've also included student study questions in the paperback, as well as the Tēnā Samoa Project, which is a space where contributing authors, seven Samoan students and seven highly experienced educators get to share their stories and their experiences of being Tēnā Samoa, being raised as part of the Samoan diaspora, really, within New Zealand.
Now, talking about the Samoan diaspora, why is it important to have a resource like Tēnā Samoa for those growing up, you know, wanting to connect to their culture and being surrounded by their culture, but having that sort of diaspora element to it as well? How important is a resource like this to them?
Oh, it is huge. So, as I mentioned before, this journey really started from my own children and wanting to have something as simple as books, having to reflect us, reflect my children, reflect their language needs, reflect their cultural needs, which are very, very different amongst within our culture, within our Samoan culture, within a lot of cultures. So there's the diversity issues to kind of deal with within our cultures and needing the world to kind of reflect us. The world that we live in, because a lot of children who are part of the diaspora actually live within multiple worlds, and they have to adapt and change, and that can be quite challenging in terms of our community really knowing who they are and where they fit in the world that they live in. So it's really, really important. It's almost crucial that our community can see themselves in the world, something as simple as the stories that they are raised to read within educational settings, within classrooms, as well as within the home, so that they can see themselves and they can know that they are valued and that they can be heard, and also that they are worthy of being part of the world that we live in, and that they are enough as who they are, because I think that is part of the biggest struggle, and that trying to figure out your place, knowing who you are, in connection to that, as well within your own community as well as outside in the outside world. Really, really crucial as part of this book and this journey. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it kind of boils down to the idea of representation and identity being so important in growing up in any community, in any diaspora, like you said. So, you know, why representation, why is it so important to have this representation and telling authentic stories from the perspective of the community in which you're from? You know, we look at a lot of literature that is in curriculums around New Zealand, around Australia, around the world as well. And a lot of it can be quite different in terms of being quite, you know, white focused or Eurocentric focused. So, you know, bringing it back to the idea, why is it so important to have authentic stories told from a perspective of someone in that community?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is that we are the only ones who see the world the way we do as Pasifika, as Tinga Samoa. So it really should be us who are able to, who should be sharing our story. So like you've referred to in terms of educational settings, a lot of the resources are actually created from Balangi perspectives, or they are reported from Balangi research. Whereas we, who are in the culture and live it and breathe it and have family and generations of it, we actually come from, our ancestors are actually natural storytellers. And it is within our blood, and it is through those kind of stories that we pass down knowledge, we pass down wisdom, we pass down our values. So I feel like it's quite natural for us in that aspect, and that's why the importance of us telling our own stories comes from us having the only kind of perspective of living, of having this lived experience that we are able to share and that we should share. And then that directly connects to us being seen, being heard and valued. So it's through our eyes that we experience what we experience. And so it should be through our voices and our stories that this is portrayed and conveyed to the world. So that's that authenticity. And it's only when we share these stories that you can actually really get to understand us and connect us, connect to us. There is a lot of assumptions, there's a lot of unconscious bias and racism that kind of comes from a lot of misconstrued stereotypes and ideas about who we are and what we are. But we know who we are, what we are. Some of us within our cultures are still on that journey. But in supporting us on that journey, you actually get to learn more about us. And then you get a better understanding of who we are, what we bring to the table, what we bring to our classroom, and how to better connect and relate to us. So it really does become a win-win situation when we have authentic stories within communities being shared, because the other element is within our communities, so much diversity. So there's no such thing as, oh, a typical Samoan does this, a typical Samoan goes to church, a typical Samoan does this. No such thing as that across all our Pasifika cultures. With colonization, assimilation, all of those things, there's so much diversity and beauty within one culture in terms of our cultural identity. So in sharing our authentic stories, you get this diverse range of world perspectives that have come from our community. And so that's another level as well to be aware of and why it's so important to share our stories. Yeah.
That was Dahlia Malaulu, author and educator.